The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rayshon Blyden here. Nice to have you here with us. Who are we going to talk about? Well, I think it's fitting that I start off with a nice song to introduce whom we're going to speak about. And what is this nice song? Well, give me a second here, and I shall play it for you.
I learned a lot. And I learned that, Anyway, Bo is associated here. Anyway, the point I want to make is, I learned so much. I learned.
Black, white, all colors, all backgrounds, but I mean,
come on, man.
Men, women, gay, straight, everyone deserves a shot, you know.
Come on, man.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
Come on, man. What I have to do is I have to continue talking about the things.
Come on, man.
I came down here because I remember the first bumper sticker I saw. I learned that I got hairy legs that turned blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. So I learned about kids jumping on my lap. I love kids jumping on my lap.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
What are we, nuts?
Dead.
You know?
Come on, man.
Give me a little break here.
Get a life.
Taking cocaine or not? What do you think, huh?
Come on, man. White, all colors, all backgrounds,
but I mean,
come on, man. Men, women, gay, straight, everyone deserves a shot,
you know.
Come on, man.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
What?
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
Come on, man.
You have a problem figuring out what you're from here. Trump, and you ain't black.
Come on, man.
Well, Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
I can hardly wait to meet with that guy who is the stable genius.
Come on, man.
I am very willing to let the public judge my physical and mental filth, my physical as well as my mental fitness.
Come on, man.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Wealthy kids.
Come on, man.
I mean, come on. Take a look at the record.
I know a lot of weed smoke.
Come on, man. Black, white, all colors, all backgrounds.
But I mean,
come on, man. Men, women, gay, straight, everyone deserves a shot,
you know.
Come on, man.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
Come on, man.
Why the hell would I take a test?
I am,
come on, man.
What the fuck, bruh?
Nice. So, let us talk about what he's up to now. Well, Biden gives some disturbing and scary answers at Ottawa press conference. Poopy Pants Biden in Ottawa, Canada, embarrassing himself and us before Canadians and the world. We wrote about some of his earlier meetings as well as his gaffes, ridding remarks before Parliament, where he called for applauding China before he corrected himself. Well, it's just like when he said, wait, what did he say? He was at a rally and he basically said that we should re-elect Trump, that's the first truthful thing he's ever said in his life. And I agree with him. You can watch that on Swell, by the way, if you just install Swell on your little smarty pants phone there. And just R-E-H-D-O-G-G, follow that, and you can see the story there. He then did a press conference that was long in lies and exaggeration with some disturbing answers. He started, as usual, with a pre-approved list of people to call on. It's on TikTok. Let's see, how long is this? I don't know. Let's listen to this.
All right, I guess the first person I'm calling on is Josh. Josh, brother. Josh.
Okay, that was much. What else we got here? RNC research said, let's see what this is. Let's see what he says here.
Significantly expanded our alliances.
What does that even mean? What does that even mean? I have no idea what that means. That's, wow. Wow. Let's try to listen to that again. I don't understand what he said there.
Significantly expanded our alliances.
I don't even know what that means. If you listen to his answers, he lives in a fantasy world. We're presented with evidence nothing is as bad as anyone else says. And he downplays every issue. Why? I think because he thinks he's being challenged, something he always has a problem with. But it's also frightening, disturbing ignorance that endangers us all. Listen as how he downplays the worrying increased alliance between Yang and Russia. This is scary that he's so clueless. Let's listen.
1% of the world leaders, just since I've been president. We're the ones expanding the alliances. The opposition's not. Name for me where that's going. And tell me what I don't mean literally that, but rhetorically. Tell me how, in fact, you see a circumstance where China has made some significant commitment to Russia.
Yeah.
And what commitment can they make? Economically. Pardon me?
Their trade has increased, sir.
Yeah, their trade has increased compared to what? Look, I don't take China lightly.
I don't take
Russia lightly. But I think we vastly exaggerate. I've been hearing now for the past 3 months about China is going to provide significant weapons to Russia, and they're going to... I've been talking about that. They haven't yet. Doesn't mean they won't, but they haven't yet. And if anything's happened, the West has coalesced significantly more. How about the Quad? How about Japan and the United States?
Yeah. He's a wacko. He's a wacko, demented old geezer. He says they're the ones expanding alliances, even as Saudi Arabia moves closer to Iran with the aid of China, and we're under attack from Iranian proxies. He asks what commitment China and Russia can make, and the reporter has to tell him they've just increased their trade. Their trade has increased compared to what? Joe shouts. Joe, compared to what it was before. Ding dong, the idiot. He says people vastly exaggerate the issue. He tries to justify downplaying it by saying that China hasn't given any weapons to Russia for the Ukraine war yet. And he does that creepy whisper again. Yes, yes, yes. Let's just sleep over it. Let me clear my throat. I can't do it like that. Does that creepy whisper again. Yes, let's just sleep over here until the weapons are exchanged. Talking about gender equality as our adversaries plot. Just a quick search indicates that China has provided Russia with $12 million in dollars in drones since the invaded Ukraine. Does Biden even know that? Obviously not. Did Joe even see this? And does he understand what it means? So Mario Nofal says, President Xi tells President Putin, change that hasn't happened in 100 years is coming, and we are driving this change together. Are they planning the end of U.S. dominance? Let's see, I don't know what language this is in, but let's see.
Это как раз сейчас перемены, которые не было в течение 100 лет. Там, где вместе двигаем эти перемены. Берегите, пожалуйста, дорогие, дорогой друг.
So, what did we just see there? It seems like Russia and Yong, they are alliance together, and they, as they just said there, change that hasn't happened in 100 years is coming, and we are driving this change together. What are they planning? The end of U.S. dominance? And whose fault would it be? Our fault, because we are too tolerant. Again, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to go on Swell, because I talk about this a lot. We are overly tolerant. So, yeah, go on Swell. Get your little smarty phone over there, your little smarty pants phone. Install Swell and follow REHDOGG and look for the story about tolerance, why we are so tolerant. And this is why we're allowing anything to happen. And this is why we probably don't deserve to be the dominant one, because we're not acting dominant. We're acting, okay, let me just sus. Musa, let me just relax. They're plotting to end the U.S. dominance, which you can all already see by China's effort with Saudi Arabia and Iran, seeking to be the global power that the U.S. has been. Biden was asked in the press conference about the bank collapse, and again, he downplayed the issue, not understanding how his policies led to the inflation and then the higher Fed rates that contributed to the problem. Let's listen.
No, Wall Street not in consternation, number one. Look, I think we've done a pretty damn good job. People's savings are secure, and even those beyond the $250,000, the FDIC is guaranteeing them that the American taxpayer is not going to have to pay a penny. The banks are in pretty good shape. What's going on in Europe isn't a direct consequence of what's happening in the United States. And what we would do is, if we find that there's more instability than appears, we'd be in a position to have the FDIC use the power it has to guarantee those loans above 250, like they did already. And so I think it's going to take a little while for things to just calm down. But I don't see anything that's on the horizon that's about to explode. But I do understand there's an unease about this. And these mid-sized banks have to be able to survive.
Clearly, he's a puppet on a string. And all of his questions were pre-approved. Why were they pre-approved? You can tell he's reading a script. That's why he keeps looking down. He's reading a script. Say what you want about President Trump, but he was not reading from any script. He was real as it gets. This guy is as fake as a $2 doorknob. I'm thinking Biden's saying everything is all right is a little bit like Jim Cramer claiming it's going to be okay. That is not reassuring. He also lied about illegal immigration. Let's listen to this.
Since we created dedicated pathways in the United States, the number of migrants arriving on our southern border has dropped precipitously.
Okay, I don't know what he's talking about here, but dedicated pathways, because the numbers have been at a record highs for some time. Biden and his team just seemed clueless on the subject. Joe thought he could escape by saying he had to go to dinner.
Sorry. And they're telling me I'm talking too long because we gotta go to dinner.
Who is telling him what to do? He's supposed to be the most powerful man in the world, yet he always sounds like he has handlers behind the scene dictating to him. Of course he does. I'm certain that there's something in his air. He's not competent. I can't put it nice. He's not competent. He's senile. He may have dementia. It's really possible. And so he has to be fed lines and everything for him to somewhat sound coherent, and he does not. But who is telling him what to do? He's supposed to be the most powerful man in the world, yet he always sounds like he has handlers behind the scene dictating to him. But the reporters tried to slip in a few more questions. He ignored a question about why he is delaying the Enbridge oil pipeline project.
So why are you delaying Enbridge then?
Thank you all. This is welcome to the city's press conference. This is Kim Impala, la conférence de presse aujourd'hui.
Thank you.
I'm not even sure he knows what they're talking about. He probably don't. But again, it's his anti-energy policies. They tossed a final question about Iran proxies attacks and whether he was going to do anything after the killing of an American, wounding 6 of the Americans on the top 78 prior attacks, and, well.
Mr. President, Iran keeps targeting Americans. Does there need to be a higher cost, sir?
We're not going to stop.
We're not going to stop, he says. Does there need to be a higher?
Okay. His response, we're not going to stop. That doesn't even make sense. Stop what? The question was, are you going to do anything to stop Iran and their proxies, or are you just going to continue to play defense and retaliate a little bit? But at least he didn't get lost trying to get off the stage with the assistance of Trudeau, whatever his name is, who had all the look of a caretaker there. He did. He really did look like a caretaker. This guy, I don't know. He's a fool. I can't be nice about it. He's a fool. He should not have ever been president of the United States. Really, 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 and truly, he should not have been president of the United States.
I learned a lot. Anyway, Bo is associated here. Anyway, the point I want to make is, I learned so much. I learned so much.
What did you learn?
I learned.
Black, white, all colors, all backgrounds.
But I mean,
come on, man. Men, women, gay, straight, everyone deserves a shot.
You know,
come on, man.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
Come on, man.
What I have to do is I have to continue talking about the things.
Come on, man.
I came down here because I remember the first bumper sticker I saw. I learned that I got hairy legs that turned blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. So I learned about kids jumping on my lap, my bumper kids jumping on my lap.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
What are we, nuts?
Dead.
You know.
Come on, man.
Give me a little break here.
Get a life.
Taking cocaine or not?
What do you think, huh?
Come on, man.
Black, white, all colors, all backgrounds.
What I mean?
Come on, man.
Men, women, gay, straight, everyone deserves a shot.
You know.
Come on, man.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
Come on, man.
You have a problem figuring out what you're for me or from, and you ain't black.
Come on, man.
Excuse me?
Well, Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
I can hardly wait to meet with that guy who is the stable genius.
Come on, man.
I am.
Biblical corruption, Biblical nation, a new sheriff coming. they look upon so cold, what people let go. Oh, baby, look upon so cold, what people let go.